On with the news. Zara, a city shop, has been described as hotter than the Sahara Desert. No completion date yet on the £3.2 million revamp of the Haymarket. And a city football pitch is named after England's Laura Hemp.
The hottest places on Earth, the Sahara Desert, Death Valley, the Australian Outback, and a fashion store in Norwich. Whistleblowers working at Zara in Chantry Place have described the store as hotter than hell, and our undercover and rather sweaty reporter took a thermometer in to prove it. Staff and shoppers alike have reported the mercury soaring for the past 2 months, and it has been even worse as a heatwave struck. And the reason? The air conditioning is bust. According to one member of staff, the heat caused a customer to keel over, and some employees have struggled with headaches and dizziness. When our reporter went into the store to gauge the temperature, it was hitting nearly 40 degrees Celsius.
Extra police have been deployed and investigations are underway after an object was thrown at a bus. An object, believed to be a large stone, was thrown at a 24A first bus in Pound Lane, Dussondale, smashing the window and terrifying passengers. In a statement, Broadland Police said they were aware of recent reports of objects being thrown at passing vehicles on the road and the concern being caused to the local community. James McCluskey, First Bus East of England's commercial director, said, "It is utterly disgraceful that our drivers and customers have to endure this type of despicable behaviour from mindless vandals. There have been a series of similar incidents in Cossey, and at the moment there isn't any evidence to suggest the two are linked. More than 10 cars have had windows smashed and bodywork dented by thrown objects likely to be stones while driving between Longwater Retail Park and Roundwell Park. Norfolk Constabulary is keen to hear from anybody who may have seen anything or have any relevant information or CCTV doorbell footage they can share."
Council bosses are unable to give a completion date for a multi-million pound revamp of a popular city centre site, despite saying it would be finished by early summer. Work to spruce up Haymarket in Norwich began 2 years ago, and Norwich City Council initially said it would reopen by June this year. But new signs put up around the site say the programme has been extended due to additional work. The £3.2 million scheme will see the busy spot completely redesigned, including new wooden benches, flower beds and handrails. The Thomas Brown statue has been moved to a new perch above the square. It will also benefit from better designed steps, walking links and a water feature, creating a space able to host public events.
England star footballer Lauren Hemp has been honoured with a pitch named after her in her home city of Norwich. The Manchester City and England forward returned to her roots to officially open the Lauren Hemp pitch at The Nest, known as the home of Norwich City Women FC and Norwich City Community Sports Foundation. The development was completed owing to more than £2.8 million funding from the Premier League, the FA and the Government's Football Foundation. This pitch is among 30 Football Foundation-funded sites set to be named after the Lionesses, following their UEFA Women's Euro win and inspiring FIFA Women's World Cup performance. The Lauren Hemp pitch will offer a platform to girls across the age spectrum and skills range, including accommodating an FA Emergency Talent Centre. This provision promises a pathway to the Norwich City women's team for aspiring footballers.